This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
An elderly woman reported missing in El Paso County has been found dead near her home. The search for 83-year-old Frances Villapando called off last night after the sheriff's office said that woman had been located. She is reportedly found inside a vehicle near her home and believed to have died of natural causes.
Two suspects remain on the run this morning following a late-night armed robbery. Police were called to the 2500 block of East Platte in the Knob Hill area as one person had reported to have been robbed at gunpoint by two men. Police quickly canvassed the area but were unable to locate the suspects. Anyone with information is urged to call CSPD.
A Colorado Springs man under arrest after attacking convenience store workers in southeast Colorado Springs just before 2:30 this morning. Police called to a convenience store near Hancock and Circle as the employees said a suspect, later identified as 36-year-old Andrew McIntosh, had attacked them with a large stick and threatened to kill them. McIntosh then allegedly took two knives from the store before leaving on foot. Police took him into custody about 2 miles away at Delta and Hancock. He's currently facing robbery charges.
El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder is crediting media coverage after a pair of ATVs stolen from the family of Olympic gold medalist Anastasia Zolotich have been recovered. The sheriff couldn't detail exactly where they ended up or whether any suspects are now facing charges. As we reported, Zolotich's parents were leaving their Colorado Springs home to attend a watch party in Florida when they noticed two ATVs parked on a trailer outside their home had been taken.
Police continuing to look for suspects who allegedly broke into a marijuana dispensary. Two people forced their way into the Davarado dispensary on Centennial early yesterday morning, taking off with over 800 grams of high-quality resin. Dispensary manager Marissa Fonseca says that the concentrates taken are worth roughly $26,000.
It's really disheartening. I know we're in tough times right now. I know a lot of people are struggling. I've dealt with it personally in my life where I live. I just don't think people need to go as far as they went today.
The dispensary isn't insured for that loss because selling cannabis is still a federal crime.
KRDO News Time 8:02. The Space Force name is officially on three Southern Colorado installations. A renaming ceremony happened yesterday morning to mark Peterson and Schriever Space Force bases and Cheyenne Mountain Space Force Station. Peterson Space Operations Command Lieutenant General Stephen Whiting says renaming the installations is a good thing for the military.
Not just an important step towards establishing a unique Space Force culture and identity, it also communicates our ongoing focus of defending the space domain.
Whiting also praised the Colorado Springs area for being a good community and a place service members want to live. Congressman Doug Lamborn, meanwhile, says the investigation into the decision to move Space Command from Colorado to Alabama is progressing. The Colorado Springs Republican hopes the decision to relocate Space Command is reversed, pointing out the concentration of space-related assets currently located in Colorado Springs.
Hotels in the Colorado Springs area are recovering well from the COVID-19 pandemic. A report from hotel research firm STR found the Pikes Peak area had the third best occupancy rate in the U.S. last month. The 84.4% occupancy rate trailed only behind the Florida Keys and the Gatlinburg Pigeon Forge area of Tennessee. It's also well above the national average of 66.1%. Colorado Springs' popularity and diversifying economy believed to be one of the reasons home prices also on the rise.
We're not just hospitality and military anymore. Before, a lot of those high-skilled jobs went to Denver-Boulder because that's where a lot of them were. But slowly but surely, and mostly organically, now it's happening in Colorado Springs.
Dr. Tatiana Bailey, director of the UCCS Economic Forum, expects the population to keep growing, particularly with those under the age of 50. She did note it's possible the area could start to lose residents if house prices become too high in the future. Right now, the average home price, as of last month, $503,000.
Gas prices in Colorado remain high despite most of the country seeing a drop. KRDO's Mia Villanueva with why prices may not be trending downward statewide or here in Colorado Springs.
Gas prices in both the Springs and Denver have stayed at $3.50 a gallon. That's the same as last week. Statewide, we've remained 3 cents over that at $3.53 per gallon for the past week as well. Long-term, the numbers don't look too promising for the Springs either. You'll pay a whopping $1.08 more at the pump now than you would a year ago. We're about 15 cents higher than we were last month for a gallon of gas as well.
That was KRDO News reporter Mia Villanueva.
Mainly sunny skies and hot temperatures for your Tuesday afternoon. About 89 degrees, Colorado Springs, mid-90s for the Pueblo area. Most of the showers and thunderstorms today, again, well out to our west. As we head overnight, mild morning starts into the midweek, low and mid-60s, and again, hot tomorrow afternoon with mostly sunny skies and 93 degrees for Colorado Springs, 97 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.